sizable crowd. Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ. A woman who has three sons became blind. Her three sons loved her so much. They were discussing about the birthday gift that they gave to their mother. The oldest son said, "I gave her a new house. I'm sure she will like it." The second son said, "I gave her a brand new car. I think she will love it better than the house." The youngest son said, "I gave her the best gift. You know, our mother loves reading the Bible. And now she is already blind and cannot read anymore. So I bought a parrot, and the deacon of our parish taught the parrot the entire Bible. And it took 12 years for him to teach the parrot the Bible. And now it can narrate the whole Bible." And they say, "Let us call our mother and ask, which gift does she like the most?" The oldest son called the mother. The mother said, "Thank you for the house. But you know, now I am already blind, and I don't enjoy it much." The second son called, and the mother said, "Thank you, son, for the car. But you know, I am already blind, and I cannot drive anymore." The youngest son, who gave the parrot, called, and the mother said, "Son, you gave the best gift for me. The chicken was so delicious." Kidding aside, today's gospel brings us the powerful story of Bartimaeus, the blind beggar, whose encounter with Jesus transformed his life. Our first reading today is from Jeremiah, who normally had to give a lot of bad news to Israel because of how they had wanted to walk in their own path with their own priorities rather than God's. However, today's reading from that prophet is one of consolation. He would bring home the blind and the lame, and they would be healed. The story of Bartimaeus is the last healing miracle recorded in the Gospel of Mark. It is not by coincidence that this Gospel of blind Bartimaeus follows immediately upon last Sunday's text about James and John's ambitious request for positions of primacy in Jesus' coming kingdom. It is probable that Mark intends to the two stories to be seen in contrast, James and John. Although possessing physical sight, evidently do not see Jesus for who he is, do not understand him and his message properly yet. Bartimaeus, on the other Jesus much better than some of his own disciples. He recognizes Jesus as the promised Messiah, seeks only healing and mercy, not power and glory. The story of blind Bartimaeus is a testimony of one man's determination to be healed. He refused to be silenced when others tried to silence him as he cried out to Jesus. And we saw the people trying to silence him when he cried out to Jesus. Had it been up to them, Jesus would have walked past the blind man and everything would have remained the same. But when Jesus stopped to speak to Bartimaeus, these same people now tried to encourage Bartimaeus. So they called the blind man. "Cheer up," they said. "Come on, he is calling you." I'm sure some of them were the same people who had rebuked him earlier. So the lesson we learned from Bartimaeus: we can't listen to the crowd. The crowd is changeable. They are responding to external stimuli which is prone to change. And if you are going to follow our purpose, we have to base our decisions on a standard that does not change. We read in Malachi chapter 3 verse 6, "God never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore." Let me conclude with the story of a blind man who went to visit his friend. They talked for a long time, not realizing that it had already grown dark. The blind man needed to head back home, and his friend asked him to take a candle, saying, "When you carry this lit candle, it will help others avoid colliding with you." But when the blind man reached halfway, a passerby came and collided with him. The blind man was so furious and shouted, "Can you see the burning candle in my hand?" The passerby, with a smile, replied, "The candle in your hand has already gone out." He could not see. Now, as long as the candle in his hand was lit and burning, his journey remained smooth. The moment the candle went out, he collided with someone else. And Jesus is the light of our journey. As long as we travel with him, our journey becomes smooth. And therefore, let us, like Bartimaeus, recognize